One of the coolest things about talking with you is I grew up with your voice, listening to you on the radio and then later on MTV. Talk a little bit about how you got into that and how it moved on and changed your life, and then how you ended up
Well, start with your interning at KSPN and stuff.
Oh, it wasn't interning. It was a job back then.
How old were
We
you?
had a midnight to 6 a.m. shift, and I don't know. I honestly have no idea who did it in the school year, because I just did it during the summers when I would come home. I was a college DJ, and so in the summer, I don't even remember how it was that I found out they needed somebody to do it, but I applied and they hired me, because I don't know who in their right mind does that job except for a 19 or 18-year-old. And so I started doing that, and it was really fun. I mean, I would get. Do you remember Toro's restaurant?
That was one of our favorite places to eat.
Yeah. There was a either he was a cook or a dishwasher at Toro's, and he would come over, because in at the time KSPN was on Main Street in the Florador building, and he would come over to the window. I had a window right on, it had a little lawn out in front, and then the little wrought iron fence. He would come over after he got off work. Two or three nights a week after work, he would come over and either bring me guac and chips or lines of cocaine. At, you know, like one o'clock in the morning.
That
So I was like, oh, this radio gig's not so bad.
old Aspen.
So I was doing that when I was a little kid. I mean, in retrospect, I mean, way younger than my kids are now, doing that, and then still doing DJing in college. And then after college, I studied film, Andy, and I wanted to go into the film industry. But then my dad died unexpectedly when I was traveling. I had gotten myself a job on The Man from Snowy River sequel,
Oh, wow.
and because we had a neighbor up on Red Mountain, we lived on Red Mountain at the time, and then a neighbor had a son who worked at Disney, and I got a job as a, doing anything. I don't even know what I was going to do, but on the set in Australia. But I had like 6 months to travel before I had to show up for work. And my dad died unexpectedly, and so I came home
I
to be with
remember.
my family. And yeah, you guys were still in high school.
I actually remember there were two major parents that passed that I remember going to the funerals with, and one was Mr. Chilson and one was your dad.
Oh.
It was like friends, and you're sort of like supporting Sally and stuff. So I
Yeah.
remember,
I wasn't even at that service because they couldn't find me at first, because I, in those days there
Yeah,
was
I
no
know. No
electronic
cell phones.
communication. Yeah. So
Postcard.
anyway, I got home and stayed home for, thinking like I need to be home now, and put whatever was going to be my career on hold and stayed here. And thought, if I'm going to be here in Aspen, which is not anything I ever wanted to do after college, I maybe better go back and see if I can get a job at the radio station again. And they hired me, not as the overnight DJ anymore. And then I was the program director, and I had
No more guac and
afternoon.
chips, right?
No more guac and chips or lines of cocaine. And now I was in my young 20s, early 20s. And so I worked there for a couple years. And that then led to MTV, because I would read this trade publication every week. There was a trade publication called Radio and Records, and there was an advertisement for it. MTV had launched in 81, and in 86, they were looking for the next group of VJs. And I hadn't ever even seen MTV yet. We didn't have it. But people were starting to say, hey, you're a DJ and all these things, you should apply. And I was like, okay, I'll go apply, because at that point I thought, It was my family had been, you know, moved on from my father's death, and that I was ready to move on with whatever my career was going to be then. And so I sent a tape into New York, and they called me back and said they liked my tape and would be interested in talking to me at some point. And so I took that as the excuse to just bail, and I quit my job and moved to New York. And another girlfriend from Aspen High lived in New York working at in the magazine industry, and I crashed on her floor and went into MTV and said, "You got my tape. You said you were interested, but I'm here now if you want to talk." And they put me on air for an on-air audition, and then that resulted in a contract.
Wow. That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. I actually got to sell or lease a Sick and Twisted film to their cartoon Sushi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did a little. We did a little test on some equipment that we were playing with, and it was actually playing with an old Amiga and some a 35 millimeter or 3/4 inch camera, and we synced it into the computer so we could record live, and we recorded a pixelated Rip and Glide, and I think
oh my God. Chris
did our little 3D credits for it.
So, a couple questions for you. One, when you mentioned college, which college did you end up going to?
UC Santa Barbara.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. And yeah. Then the other question I had was, what year, how old were you when you went to New York?
24. It was 86. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, that's about.
Yeah, I was 24, 25, 26. I was a